about sex. It seems like the idea of being tested is like a universal idea, and you go to school and you test it for what you know. And even like in the primitive cultures, you always hear about them having being tested. Made it to be man. So even in spiritual sex, you can expect that you can be tested.
Actually, God says, those I love are chastised. If he doesn't love you, why are you chastising you? He doesn't care. He can do whatever he wants. He just leaves you alone. You become rich and famous and lots of money, and you think you're big ego, you made it. And he says, okay, you think, yes, that's fine. Go ahead and be. But he says, I'll chastise you. I'll tell you things you don't want to hear. Especially when you pass on, God comes through and probably says things some people don't want to hear, but that's good for them to hear. This is what God wants them to become. So testing is you're correct. It's a part of the spiritual progress. And God even tested Abraham. That's right, exactly. He told them here, why? Take your son and kill it for me. Now, if you do that, they know they're going to put you in prison and go to the asylum. that guy is crazy. He has got the head on you. The man thought God told him to kill his son. But he took him there and he passed the test. Actually, after he did that, God gave him the unconditional promise. He called that. It's always a condition. That if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. Kind of a business. Kind of a deal with Abraham. If you give your parents home and go to the land they show you, I'll make you a great nation. But after he passed that test, this was his final test, because he was to attach to Isaac, not ready to mine, he said, okay, now I'm gonna, there was no condition. He said, I'm gonna make you many nations and great nations and all that. So, yes, just Christ goes to the, thing and devil comes and tells him, make you bread and all that. Three tests, which is symbol of two chakras. It's a symbol of Christ, he passes the test. God says, okay, now he passed the test, you can have the mission that has been provided for you. And of course, part of his mission was to be crucified. Just like that, you have to crucify your lower nature. You have to overcome it. You have to, get rid of it. They're not the fuzzy philosophy. Get out of the meat and the gravy of the spirituality, which is the, of course, don't eat too much meat. This is just an expression. Don't say my face, that it's okay to eat meat and gravy all the time. So, get to the meat and gravy, which is the mission of my church. This is what he's teaching. God has promised that. The prophets are for me. Okay, the seven seats are open. Don't just hang into, the past. Okay. So I've been trying to start on for the last 20 years. I've had a lot of material discovered and said and done, and the only thing you have to make a decision. Okay. You have to say, yes, that's what I want. Okay. That's what the word meat and gravy is. I don't want to spend time with these gurus and teachers and this and that. I want to get to the highest matter of it. The one who has been prophesied for 12,000 years to come, and now it's here. Am I still going to teach the lukewarm? What am I going to do? Am I going to cope up with the lukewarm? Or can I? I can't. I have to get to the people that are not lukewarm. They are dedicated. They are long pointed. They always are not the ones that and both in the creation of the comings of life. They are my brothers. They are in my heart. And that's what all of us do. This is 20 years and have not created any communities of life. Just look at myself. What's wrong with me? Okay. I have to do something more. I have to reach more. Okay. Of course, there are people that have on many other different levels. They don't have to create comings of life. They're doing for the mission. She's as good as creating comings of life. Okay. We should also appreciate it. Also, we need supportive groups. the people they just support the mission, you know, physically, mentally, or spiritually. So we can help the teachers to go around and teach the teaching of the masses. So we need all of the people that work for the education and making the decision, the rest of the body, philosophy, all of them are part of the spiritual project. And also the staff can also test. That is probably something might hurt you, it depends how far you're going to run. You're going to stay around and say, oh, okay, he says a lot of truth and I have to look at myself and progress, or I'm going to take my bag and run away. If you take your bag and run away, you fail the test. But if you don't, then you will find peace again. Does it make sense? After your question?
Mm-hmm. But eventually, there are no more
tests
because you just
are one. Exactly, but that's what happened to Jesus, that's what happened to Christ. They reached a point about that, yeah, I trust you. Mm-hmm. I realize that you're destined. I realize that you really want to do the mission. You have realized what's happening here. There's no test. Actually, you evoke the test yourself. If you are completely dedicated to the mission and doing the will of God, there is no test. No matter what they throw at you, it's just going to go, woo, right through you. There is no test. Now reach the point that you absolutely are one with God. And the test comes that you oppose the will of God. If you don't oppose the will of God, what test? There is nothing test.